They respond to his call, those of intelligence. ويطيب النزول في ساحات قربه أهل الجلوس المطمئن. And for those people of souls that are tranquil, it is good to descend in the arenas of nearness to him. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يبيء المتوكلين عليه والواثقين به كل فتنة ومحنة. And we bear witness that there is no God save him alone without partner. He protects those who depend on him and are confident in him from every trial.
ويجمع أرباب المحبة فيه والتزاوي فيه والتفالب فيه في فسيح الجنة.
And he unites those who love each other for his sake, visit one another for his sake, and sacrifice for his sake in his vast garden.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقرة عيننا ونور قلوبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله.
And we bear witness that our Master, our Beloved, the Light of our hearts, Muhammad is His servant and messenger. As well as His Beloved, His Chosen, and His Dear. Allah through Him raised His community to a high station. And magnified their affair because of His magnificent affair, His affair that was magnified, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam,
and revealed to Him His Quran. And the hearing of people of comprehension paid attention to His noble proclamation. So that was the manifestation of the greatest mercy. And he was the greatest manifestation of Allah's mercy and the one who Allah put before all of humanity in this lower world as well as in the realm of the hereafter. Allah chose for him a folk and companions and he made from his ummah those who were pious and or true as well as beloved. Indeed, He is the sun of virtue. They are its moons. They reflect His light to people in times of darkness. O Allah, make Your prayers continuously be upon the key to the door of Your mercy. The one who alleviates hardships and gives light in darkness. That one of honesty, resolve, and aspiration. Our Master Muhammad, as well as upon his folk and companions, as well as the people who were near his presence from those whom he loved, as well as may these blessings similarly be upon all prophets and messengers, as well as their folk, companions, and their followers. And may these blessings be upon all of those angels who were brought near. And O Allah, upon all of Your pious slaves. And upon us with them and in them by Your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
فإننا في معنى من التعرض إلى نفحات الرحمن والتلقي بفائضات منته
to proceed, we are in a type or a meaning of exposing ourselves to the gifts of Ar-Rahman and expose and presenting ourselves to a flood or for the pouring of His favor. We, through His ordination and His disposal, were made from this community, this ummah. And we were guided to believe in the Prophet of Mercy. And to be guided by the way of his vicegerents or his successors, the imams. Through a connected chain of transmission and an attached cable. So the realities of connections between us and the foremost of those who are sent stretch through this chain and this cable. And through the light of believing in him and what he brought from Ar-Rahman, our hearts have developed a closeness. And these schools have become manifest, and these mosques and these efforts have manifested in this continent at the hands of those who believed in him. And also the lights of being concerned for the revelation that was revealed to him have appeared. And we watched those who completed the Quran in memorization from the young people of this continent. And these are signs that encourage a good hope. And they give glad tidings that this ummah continues to board the ship of salvation. And no matter how much the manifestations of heedlessness and misguidance appear among the ummah, there are still hearts that know the greatness of the real, of Allah. And they comprehend that the audacious manifestations of falsehood will perish. And that all will return to the ones whose saying is true, and his is the sovereignty on the day in which the trumpet is blown, meaning the day of resurrection. And that there is no nobility or any honor on the day in which he judges between all his creation except in accordance to the connection of the full moon among moons, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The day in which his station will become apparent and his signs will be manifest and spread. And everyone that turned away from him will wish that they had followed him. And everyone that was deluded by his wealth, his power, his inventions, his devices, he will wish that he had followed his guidance. And this person will divorce himself from the connections he had to those who have been forsaken.
وَلَا جَالَسَهُمْ وَلَا كَانَ مَعَهُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ
wishing that he had not known them, nor sat with them, or been of their companions. And this person will be in regret from those who are losers. Allah said, and the day in which the wrongdoer will bite his hands, he'll say, if only I had taken a path with the messenger. So everyone will know the value of that messenger. And he'll know that he is the beloved slave to Allah, who is the good and who is the wonderful soul who gives. And may Allah generously grant us and you nearness to him on that day. That day about which he said, woe to the one who does not see me on the day of rising. Woe to the one who doesn't see me on the day of rising. And wail to the one who does not see me on the day of rising. And will anyone see paradise except after seeing him? Even Allah's prophets, may the prayers of Allah be upon them. They are beneath His banner on that day. And you will be ennobled if you are placed beneath that banner. And the aim of this visit and coming together with you is nothing other than to be prepared to be shaded beneath that banner. And we don't see any meaning of success of our meeting except if we come together in that place. And he left a legacy among us of teachings and directives and knowledges from, types of knowledge from the Lord of humanity, and an unveiling of the realities of this lower world as well as the hereafter, and a straight way and a path which was upright that is renewed over the passage of the ages. And the need for it is renewed for everyone who is near or distant. He left among us the Quran and the prophetic Sunnah, as well as a good pure descendants. And scholars from them, scholars who carry knowledge from among them, from the upright of these scholars from each successive generation carry this knowledge. And they repudiate from this knowledge the crookedness of those who are fanatical. And the attacks of those who would try to render it false. And the interpretations of the ignorant. And he left successors after him, as well as his descendants. And them with the Quran, they continue, and through them the Ummah is protected from a succession or a gap in the guidance. And they continue upon guidance forever without being cut off. And he left his companions, and they are for them stars. And from them this knowledge poured upon them. Everyone has an appointed portion from outward or inward knowledge or state. And he did not pass on until he established the deen. And it became easy and clear and apparent. So it was tribulations or tests were not feared for his ummah, but rather in their consensus they were protected from misguidance. And he said to them that my nation will never congregate or have a consensus in misguidance. My ummah will never unite in misguidance. My ummah is like a rain. It is not known whether the first of it or the last of it is better. Verily, Isa, the son of Maryam, will find from my ummah a people who are like the disciples. A group of my ummah will continue to be apparent or manifest and on the truth. Those who oppose them will not harm them until Allah's command comes and they are the uppermost. Indeed, Allah promised me that He would not sadden me with respect to my ummah, nor abase me or disgrace me concerning them. And He was the one to whom His Lord spoke and said, "And your Lord will give you, and you will be well pleased." And all that we have mentioned and indicated are the effects or the traces of His noble banner. So if we are shaded here by that banner of that which this prophet left, then we will be shaded there under that banner on the day of rising. He said, so enter and bring the people of your home and your children beneath the banner of the teachings of the Master of Creation and the legacy of the possessor of the praiseworthy station. And I do not find a means for you to enter into that or beneath that like having or bearing a concern for inviting to Allah through that with which He was sent to us and through that which He made reach us and through that which He taught us and led us to and through that path of our Lord that He clarified for us by His guidance and His conduct and His path and His tradition or sunnah. Say, this is my way I invite to Allah upon insight me and those who follow me. And take news or receive the glad tidings of being near Him if you follow or bear this responsibility. You would enter the procession of those learned imams when he said those who are nearest to the prophets on the day of rising are the learned and the martyrs. As for the learned, they directed the people to that with which the messengers were sent. As for the martyrs, they died upon that with which the messengers were sent. Be of those who lead people to that with which the best of people were sent, and your foundation will be built correctly, and you will be saved from the harm of the whisperer and who retracts, meaning the devil, and you will have an expansion as well as a comfort. And know for sure that everyone who builds his building on other than a foundation of loving this Mustafa and following him, that his building will collapse. So stretch out a cable of connection to the good or the pious, and fill your heart with love of the prophetic companions and the pure members of the prophetic house, and with those of the people of faith who have passed on in general and the elect of them in specific, and also of those of them who live in your time, and have love and affection for Allah's sake for those who come after you, and do this traveling the path of those who say, "Oh, our Lord," and those who came after them, they say, "Oh, our Lord, forgive us and those who preceded us in faith." And do not make in our hearts ill will for those who believe. Oh, our Lord, indeed you are compassionate, merciful. And be free of relationships or connections which will lead to regret, and that is by your disobeying or transgressing the path of Allah's messenger by having friendship to those who oppose that path. Indeed, his Sharia taught you to show goodness, equity, and good character with both with those who are near and far of the Muslims or the disbelievers. However, it also warned you of neglecting the Sunnah, much less the obligation out of seeking the pleasure of any of His creation. So use this moderate scale, conveying the message and bearing the trust, inviting to Allah by fulfilling the rights of neighbors and being distant from betrayal and having good dealings and participating in those things which are beneficial and conform to the sacred law, however, do not deem insignificant or continue after that in transgressions or disobedience. So do not neglect an obligation nor belittle a sunnah, and never cease to attend gatherings of knowledge and dhikr, and similarly from visiting the people of light and reflection, and purify your house and everything in it from everything that, or everyone in it, from everything that is watched or heard which will be a cause of humiliation on the day of rising. And ponder that which the wrongdoer says when he bites his hands and wish he had taken a path with the messenger. And he'll say, if only I hadn't taken so and so as a friend. So don't take any one of this description as a close friend. And let your good character though be open to all. However, being close friends and love and obedience is for no one other than Allah and His beloved interceding Prophet. Indeed, your allies are only Allah and His Messenger and the believers, those who believe and give the zakat, and they are in a state of humility, or they're bowing. And be very careful of the unity of the ummah. And also endure any insults or verbal abuse that come from those who are near or far.
ولا تفتحوا باب البدار مع من اتبع الهوى وتشدد في التعصب لرايه.
And do not open the door of debate to those who follow their own desires or are fanatical in their opinions.
ولا تفتحوا ابواب المعاندات التي لا تؤدي الى خيرات ولا اصلاحات.
And do not open the door to disputes that do not lead to goodness or reconciliation. And observe what Allah said about us making a proof to our statement to the people of the book. And He said, do not debate the people of the book save with that which is better.
أصر الكفار على عنادهم وإبائهم وأرادوا خلق الأمور أنزل الله سورة الكافرون.
And when the disbelievers persisted in their obstinance and their refusal, and also trying to make things confusing, Allah revealed Surah Al-Kafirun, or the disbelievers. And He concluded this surah with the saying, you have your deen and we have ours. And the Prophet said, no people were misguided or went astray after guidance that they were given, except that they were given to debate. And have hope for those who have been misguided who have slipped of your Muslim brothers, that hopefully Allah will save them and guide them prior to their death. And have hope for guidance for other than the Muslim, for the non-Muslims. And through this you will draw nearer to Allah. And you will attain His good pleasure. And reflect on that which He said to His prophets. He made it an act of service for Musa and Harun that they speak gently to Fir'aun, and hopefully that he might have take admonition or have a submission. And your Lord knew that he would not be guided and that he would not submit or have this khushu'. So with that he said, say to him a gentle word that perhaps he will take admonition or be in a state of khushu', that you can translate as submission.
وعلمهم وعلمنا من بعدهم أمام قواتي وطغياني من تمرد كيف نكون.
And he taught us after that and them how we should be in front of the power of those who are tyrannical. When he said the translation of the meaning is that we fear that he will transgress against us. Allah said to them, "Do not fear. Indeed, I am with you. I hear and I see. Indeed, I am with you. I hear and I see. Surely, I am with you. I hear and I see." So how very great is the source of strength upon which we rely, the divine, the omnipotent upon whom we depend. And he confirmed that which we said of our serving him by wishing for or want, desiring the guidance of those who do not believe. So he said in another verse to Musa, "Go to Fir'aun, indeed he has transgressed." And say to him, "Would you be purified?" He said, "My responsibility is to establish purification, so would you take that I would purify you, and that I would guide you to your Lord, so then that you would have a reverent fear."
عرفنا كيف يكون تكون بواطننا مع أهل الطغيان في الأرض.
And then through this you will know how our heart should be towards those transgressors on the surface of the earth.
حاشا الله أن يساعد على ظلم أو على اعتداء على أحد.
Far be it from Allah that we would assist oppression or transgression against anyone. And far be it from Allah that we would lag behind or swerve from this way that He is pleased with of us wanting guidance for everyone. And from the most severe of those who were obstinate and who transgressed were the Jewish people of a city named Khaybar. And Allah's Messenger of Mustafa said to Sayyidina Ali when he sent him to them, "I swear by Allah, for Allah to guide one person through you is better for you than red livestock, which is the most precious of wealth." And in this manner Allah showed us how our heart should be and desiring guidance for those who are obstinate and those who are oppressors and transgressors. However, far be it from us to show them allegiance or assist them in their oppression. And also far be it from us that we would depart from the worship of wishing for their guidance. And this is a correct scale and a straight path. Indeed, this is the greatest trust. May Allah grant us to fulfill it well so that we ascend to the most sublime station. And here we have concluded the second visit to this land, O those whom I love.
فَإِنَّ الَّذِي جَمَعَنَا لَا يَنْسَ مَا كَانَ مِنَّا مِنْ نِيَّاتٍ صَالِحَاتٍ.
The one who brought us together will not forget the sincere, the pious intentions that we have had.
وَمَنْ وُجِّهَاتٍ صَالِحَاتٍ.
And the true aspirations.
وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ صِلَاتٍ لَهُ وَمِنْ أَجْلِهِ.
And also these connections we had to him and for his sake.
وَمَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ مِنَّا وَمَنْ قَصَرَ.
And those whose lifespan from us is short or long or short, and the one who will meet others numerous times or doesn't do so, on the day that they are all brought together, he is bringing us together. However, our hope is that on that day we will be of those of the greatest triumph. When the caller calls at that congregation, meaning on the day of resurrection, where are those who loved one another for my sake? Where are those who visited one another for my sake? Where are those who spent mutually for my sake? Today I will shade them under the shade of my throne on the day when there is no shade other than my shade. We'll stand with them when they all stand, and we'll enter through their entrances when they enter. Give this to us, O you who says to a thing, be, and it is. Take advantage of your lifespan and the visiting that you are able to do for the sake of the forgiver, and reciting the Quran and saying dhikr, and in accordance to one's attention will come the aid of the Lord of creation. And the pious would say, if someone opens for himself or herself the door of a good intention, Allah will open for him or her the 70 doors of tawfiq, of his enabling grace. Oh Allah, open for us the doors of your tawfiq, and make us from the people of the reality of knowledge of the divine oneness. And reward with the best recompense Dar ibn Abbas and Dar Sayyidina Aisha and those and all those things connected to that. As well as these mosques we have visited and these schools that we've passed by. And also those learned people and those whom we love, who we met and sat for your sake. Do not make any one of us or them except that he's accepted with you. And prepare for us and them to arrive at you or to reach you. And make each individual from us and them a key which unlocks good and a lock which prevents evil. And we leave in your care that which you've given us, and that which through your grace you've given us, of faith or intention or a strong aspiration or a good character or a resolve to do those things which please you, or any mercy that you've shown us, or forgiveness through which you've forgiven our sins, or munificence through which you've given to us, protect that with us and nourish it for us and protect it that it be ruined. O most generous of the generous, and increase us from your gift and your vast beneficence. O Allah, indeed for your sake we've loved them, so resurrect us with those who love for your sake, and give us to fulfill the right of this love in this world. by protecting the right to this affection, and by directing ourselves in prayer to you, and hoping to visit them and meet them and give benefit to them as long as we live, and having a true desire to come together after this world. We have asked you, O most generous one who has asked, and we've had hope in you, O best and in whom they hope. So through your love for our master, the messenger, listen to that which we listen to our supplication and that which we say, and grant us to reach beyond that which we hope, O good, O Wasul, and purify for us the souls and the minds, and save the ummah in the east and the west, and alleviate the hardships that have befallen them, and avert the peril that have befallen them, and correct for us and them every heart and body, and avert from us or fend from us the harm of those who are oppressing and transgressing. And do not empower over the ummah those who do not fear you and do not show it mercy, O Lord of the world. And change their state into a better state, O transformer of state. Transform their state to a better state, O transformer of state. Transform their state to a better state, O transformer of state. Ask him and pray to him, and direct yourselves to him and hope in him. Say, O our Lord, release these difficulties. O our Lord, transform states into better states, and avert all calamities from us inwardly and outwardly. O most merciful of the merciful, and O most generous of the generous, treat us in a manner becoming of you, and rectify all of our affairs for us. Let us not leave except that the hearts are enlightened, clean and pure, and that we are remembered with you with the best with which you mention those who you love and they love you, from those who follow that trustworthy and trusted prophet. Say to your God who's hearing and knowing, Ameen. Answer our prayers, O Lord of the world. Make our hopes be realized, O Lord of the world. We believed in you and your messenger, and that deen that he brought, and through him we have turned to you seeking intercession, that you meet the sinner from us with forgiveness, and the one who is bad with your goodness, and that you give the one who asked that which he asked, and the one who has hopes, you give them what they hope, and make the banner of this correct religion in all areas be spread forth, and also the signs of Islam and Iman through their people make them thrive in meaning and in appearance, and alleviate the difficulties of those in difficulty, and alleviate the difficulty of those in difficulty, and alleviate the difficulty of those in difficulty, and pay the debts to those in debt, and forgive those who sin, and accept the repentance of the repentant, and spread your mercy upon your servant, believing servants, all of them, and avert the harm of those who transgress and oppress. And make me, O my Lord, in a protected fortress from all trials, and a strong protection from sins and vices. O my Lord, make me in a protected fortress from all trials, and a strong protection from sins. O Allah, make us strongly protected from all trials, and a firm protection from sins, and allow us to persist in obeying you, and make us truly serve you, and when you bring us to you, make us die as believers and Muslims in a state of truth and in love. Those who know you and are brought near to you, that we love to meet you and you love to meet us, O Lord of the world. And if one of them is sick or has someone who's sick, heal them. And one of them who has a need that is religious or this worldly or otherworldly, fulfill our needs and grant us beyond our hopes, and give us a good ending, O Lord, and give us a good ending, O Lord, and with your grant us a generously a good ending, O Lord, and make us have the firmest steadfastness, and grant us to say the shahada at the time of death, and make the last of our speech la ilaha illallah. Make the last of our speech la ilaha illallah. Make the last of our speech la ilaha illallah. And let us renew our faith through it in this moment. All of you say let us live upon it and die upon it and be resurrected upon it, inshallah, from those that are saved, those upon whom there is no fear, nor do they grieve. By your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful, and through the secret of Fatiha donated to the presence of the Prophet, and pardon us and excuse us if we've spoken for a long time. And may Allah show favor to us and you.